I was walking through Walmart earlier today, and I overheard a conversation between a manager and employee. And the manager happened to be a dude, and the employee happened to be a woman. And the manager was explaining how he likes to put tags on the clothes. And just explaining it wasn't enough for him. He had to physically show her. So he took the clothes out of her hand that she was holding, and then started doing it himself. And he was like, "Yeah, see, this is how I like to do it. And you could probably knock them out that much quicker." And the whole time I was listening to that, it was why I can't work for anybody else. And B, I would more than likely blow my fucking brains out. If that's what I had to go to work to every fucking day, and you know, he's trying to fuck. I mean, 'cause what male manager isn't trying to fuck their female employee? And if you're not trying to fuck your female employee, what's the point of you becoming a male manager? You know what I mean? I expect you to be wanting to fuck your female employee. It's something that comes with the territory. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but it's life, right? It's just what happens. So I would expect you to be trying to fuck your female employee, but I don't think anything dries up the pussy quicker than explaining how to lay out tags on kids' clothes. But I mean, if you're a manager at Walmart, I don't know what else you really have to go off of. Like, I don't know what else is going on in your life that's going to be, you know, going to be the thing that seals the deal. But never would I have guessed that it would be kids clothes tag talk. That ain't it, Chief. That ain't it. George Santos, I think that's his name, the congressman that I've spoken of before on here. That dude is the motherfucking gift that keeps on giving. So I, at one point, he was claiming to be gay, but then it came out, and he turns out that he was actually married. And isn't actually gay. So I thought it was G as fuck to lie about being gay. Because that is the ultimate lie. Yeah, that would be the ultimate lie, lying about being gay. And I thought it was G as fuck that he did that in order to win an election. That nobody would have known about had he not been so motherfucking, had George Santos not been George Santos, if that is his real name. I thought he lied about being gay, but turns out he actually is gay because he's a cross-dresser. Or has cross-dressed. I don't know if calling him cross-dresser is the right thing. I want to be sensitive to all parties involved. But he has cross-dressed. So therefore, in fact, he is gay. Which is even funnier. Because now they have to walk back that he lied about being gay. Or at least that would be the right thing to do, right? Is to walk back. Because, we want to be all-inclusive. We want everybody to love everybody. So I think it would only be right for them to walk back and tell George, I think they owe him an apology. So what, he's lied? So what, he lied to get elected? Who hasn't lied to get elected? Truth be told, who hasn't probably sucked a few dicks to get elected? I'm pretty sure all politicians, I'm pretty sure that's like, it's in the stat, like it's in the job description. You have to suck a dick in order to be in a position of power. Because they want to have something over. It's either that or fuck kids. Up there with Epstein. they're probably laying low now on the kids thing. Nah, I don't think they'll ever stop fucking kids. They fucking kids have been around since the beginning of time, so they'll keep doing that. But enough of the kid fuck talk. That we'll save that for a different day. It's funny. I was so it didn't happen today. So today was when I heard about when I overheard the conversation between the manager and the employee. But I was actually at Walmart the other day again. Because I like to buy my food fresh. I don't like to keep, that's why I'm always in the grocery store. I don't like to keep food in the refrigerator for too long, especially like fruits and stuff like that. So I'm at the grocery store like every couple of days. And I switch it up, which ones I go to just for different scenery and shit. But I ran into my, jiu-jitsu coach, in Walmart the other day. I didn't say hi to him or anything like that, just because, you know, he was shopping and I don't like to interrupt people during their day. It just got me to think, because, you know, he was just walking around regular, and this dude, it's Travis Luter. This dude fought Anderson Silva for the UFC middleweight championship. Was it middleweight? I think it was middleweight. Let me check. I know coach. I know he missed weight, pretty bad. I think he looked, pretty terrible coming to the scale. Let me see if it was middleweight, or if it was light heavyweight. I'm pretty sure it was middleweight. Let me see. Go to Tapology. Yeah, I know Anderson Silva submitted him in the second round. I think it was with a triangle. It was middleweight, and coach missed by 2 pounds. So I was supposed to weigh in at 185, coach weighed in at 187, and he looked, objectively, he looked pretty terrible. Walking to the scale. But anyways, yeah, it was just, you know, he was just shopping like a, you know, regular human being, and in one-on-one hand-to-hand combat, no weapons. That dude that was just casually walking around Walmart could more than likely fuck up everybody in that Walmart and then some, and still have enough stamina to go beat up who's ever outside in the parking lot, you know. It just got me thinking, like, damn, you know, people really have no idea who the fuck they're, you know, who the fuck is walking amongst them. And then, you know, I started thinking deeper than that, and it's like, well, fuck, who, you know, not only do they have no idea who's walking around them at any given time, you know, but are they even prepared enough to defend themselves in a smart, you know, I'm not saying win a fight or anything like that, but are you, you know, can you fucking survive without getting, manage the damage, in a roundabout way of saying it, you know what I mean? And, I remember when I was in pretrial jail, in Japan. So this is before, this is when I was in the Navy still. So this is before I was actually, convicted. I was in, pretrial because I had threatened. I was trying. So this dude that I was cool with at the time, who eventually he ended up flipping on me as well. Like, everybody, told on me, and I was the only one that subsequently ended up doing jail time. I guess he was real life crazy. I thought he was just faking crazy, but he was like real life crazy. And, so he had did this thing where he told, you know, the medical doctor, that he was having some crazy dreams or something like that. So they sent him to San Diego, and this was around the time, you know, I was being investigated, and I knew I was being investigated. But I was trying to get off, you know, I was trying to get back to the States, because, again, I was in Japan because I had found out that I was having my daughter, and everything. So when I first found out that I was, this is crazy. I found out I was being investigated like maybe like a week and a half, if my memory serves me correctly, a week and a half before I found out I was being investigated. Then after that, a week and a half later, I found out that I was gonna have a baby. You know, I found out that the girl I was messing with at the time was having a, and you know, it, so my first thought was to, I was just gonna run away in Japan and just fucking figure it out in Japan, you know what I mean? And try to eventually maybe work my way back to the States, but I low key was just okay with going to get an apartment over by the beach, in Japan and just living a beach bum life, figuring it out. But once I figured I was going to have a baby, I knew I didn't want to be a fucking deadbeat. I knew I was already starting off on a fucking terrible foot. You know what I mean? Fucking a week prior to finding out I'm going to be a fucking dad, I'm getting served notice and I'm being investigated, and you know what I mean? So already off on the fucking rocky foot. Just to show you, I've been fucking retarded. This is nothing fucking new. So where was I at? Dude flipped on me, told on me. Oh yeah, he was playing crazy, and so I wanted to play crazy. and so I told the doctor, because you know, I thought they were supposed to be like a medical confidentiality, which they broke, which is why I actually got this charge dismissed. The only charge that didn't fucking matter, I actually got it dismissed in court because there was a medical confidentiality. But I went to the medical and I was trying to get sent back to the States, because the thought was get sent back to the base on San Diego, and I was just gonna go AWOL. I was just gonna get off the base and go missing, you know what I mean? And they were gonna have to fucking find me. But I needed to be in the States so that way I could take, you know, obviously I wasn't thinking this out, because it would have been easy to find me, because I would have been anywhere where my baby girl was at, you know what I mean? And but that was the goal, you know, to get to the States and act like I was, you know, just go AWOL, just go missing. So I tell medical, hey, I had a dream last night that I want to kill the captain, like the captain of the ship. And they took that shit straight up to the top, to the captain himself, and they had me arrested. They called general quarters, and general quarters is a drill that you do when you're on the ship. If you're going to, if you're getting attacked, so it's, you know, all hands, you know, it's all legitimately all hands on deck. And, you know, you have these spots where they call it muster, but where you would go to meet at. And, they went to my birthing area. They fucking arrested me, put me in fucking handcuffs from the front and shackles on the feet. And they walked me through the cafeteria. And again, they call it general quarters. So they had everybody in the cafeteria. So they walked me through the cafeteria in front of everybody. Then we get to the hangar bay, which, you know, is where, you know, you would go to load cargo and shit like that. So there's a shit ton of people there, and they pretty much called general quarters in order to pretty much make an example out of me. So they only called general quarters. So pretty much everybody on the fucking ship, could watch me get marched out and fucking, chains and shackles. Man, I forgot where the fuck I was going with that story. I am a terrible fucking storyteller. Everybody flipped on me. I was talking about, what was I talking about? Damn, I can't really remember what the fuck I was talking about. See, I just be talking. I just be saying shit just to be saying shit. Like a fucking idiot. I am a fucking idiot. I was going somewhere with that fucking story. I promise I was. Fuck. fuck. God damn, fucking moron, dude. What the fuck? I can't fucking remember when I was, yeah. God damn it, I can't remember where I was going with that. I really low-key want to pause this, listen to what I was saying, and start back over, but I felt like I was catching such a fucking great wave that if I do that, it's just going to get interrupted. So I was in pretrial jail. I was telling all, I said all that stupid shit. That was just all filler. I was saying all that shit just to say that I was, so this is how I got to pretrial jail. So let me tell you how, yeah, I got to finish telling you the story, how I got to pretrial jail. So they marched me off the ship in fucking, in chains, shackles, like the fucking bad boy that I was. I'll never forget, as I was walking in the cafeteria, though, people were like, people were saying free my last name. For a little bit, I felt power. And then I realized, I was like, oh, fuck. You know, I felt like the cool kid. I was like, yeah, I got the fucking juice now. And I was like, well, what the fuck am I going to do with that juice? I'm about to go to fucking jail. I was like, at that moment, as soon as I got off the ship, because I was feeling great, because people were like cheering for me and shit, it just fucking hit me. I was like, oh my, I was like, yo, I'm going to fucking jail. I was like, and I'm about to have a fucking kid. I was like, I gotta not get butt fucked while I'm in jail. You know what I mean? Like, it hit me. I was like, oh fuck. Because I was a skinny dude. You know, I've always been short. So I knew what was in store. I knew it was going to be a long ass time. But luckily, you know, my reputation preceded me before I got there. You know, I guess word gets around pretty quick and my paperwork came back clean. So when I got to jail, the real Navy jail, there was nothing to, nothing to worry about. But, then I have to fly, no, I didn't fly anywhere. So I get to pretrial jail. I did have to fly from pretrial jail in Japan, on an 18-hour flight from Japan to, or it wasn't 18 hours. It was Japan to San Diego. So, 12 or so hours. But anyways, I had to do like 12 or so hours on a flight, handcuffed, and I had to walk to the airport in fucking handcuffs and shackles in fucking Japan. So imagine the fucking embarrassment I felt. And again, on the plane, I had to be fucking in chains and shackles the whole fucking time. Fucking crazy. But anyways, so in pretrial jail. Oh yeah, see, I keep getting fucking away. People who walk amongst us. So when I was in pretrial jail, I was, for the longest time, I was in there with a dude named so he was there before me, and when I got there, he was cool ass dude. He was a little, he was fucking a little bit taller than me, but just a big swole motherfucker. And, that motherfucker was in, he was in there, for murdering his daughter. When he was telling me the story, he always claimed to be innocent. He always said that he was trying to give her CPR, but I guess there was like, bruising and stuff on her chest or whatever. I later looked him up and, he actually pled guilty. So I was in there with a dude who was accused of murdering his daughter. Just big swole motherfucker. And I remember that motherfucker, sometimes he would get out and go like walk, he would go walk around, cause we would be able to like request like toothpaste, pretty much our commissary. And he would go like, you know, they would escort him off, cause he had been there so long, but it was just like, yeah, like, you know, at any given time you could be walking around with a motherfucker who, could legitimately strangle you out in like 5 seconds, with my jiu-jitsu coach, or a motherfucker who is literally accused of murdering his daughter, who was like a newborn infant, who was a baby girl. And he did plead guilty. So, you know, I don't feel bad, because but it was like, it's weird because whenever you're in jail, I heard that, But like, I had to be around, like, I had to be around this dude for, I think I was in pretrial for 6 months. You know, for the majority of the time, it was just me and him there. You know, we would have people come, you know, they would trickle in and out. For the majority of the time, it was just me and him there. And, like, the dude was, like, super good at drawing. Like, this is going to sound, I promise, we did no gay shit while we were in there. But, like, he kind of taught me how to draw a little bit. He always recommended me good books. But so it's, like, it's weird how whenever you're in that environment, how you just, you know, like, I always, you know what I mean? The dude is accused of murdering his daughter, you know what I mean? And, but in that environment, like, I'm not gonna lie, me and him were cool, you know what I mean? We, like, again, because for the longest time, it was just me and him in there. And so we had to trade off duties. So, pause, that sounded gay. So, like, we had like different shit that we had to do for work while we were there at pretrial. You know, it was either you do kitchen, you know, restock the, you know, do the library, then there's laundry, and then there was I think like maintaining the dorm or some bullshit like that. So, you know, when I was there, he was the only one working the kitchen. So he always worked the kitchen, you know what I mean? So obviously you don't want to ever make a dude mad who, one, was a big swole motherfucker, two, obviously didn't give a fuck about his own baby daughter's life because he killed her. So he obviously wouldn't have gave a fuck about my life. You know what I mean? And then three, you know, he's making the food. So... and it's funny because when I had to do the fucking laundry, which I didn't mind doing my own laundry, but I had to do another guy's laundry, which is gay. So I guess I did do gay stuff in there because I had to do another man's laundry. And that dude would always leave the biggest, because we had to wear white tidy whities, which was the gayest thing. The gayest thing ever. In boot camp, you have to wear tidy whities and fucking in the Navy jail, because the Navy is gay, you have to wear whitey tidies. But he would always leave the biggest shit stains on his fucking... So when I started seeing the shit stains, I was like, yeah, this dude probably did, in fact, murder his fucking daughter, because he was off the fucking... But anyways, yeah, I say all that to say it's just crazy. You know what I mean? It even put it back into perspective with me. Like, man, you really never know who's, you know, who's walking around you at any given time. And, you know, I say that as a cautionary tale. You know, always be aware of your fucking surroundings. Always be aware of your fucking surroundings. I fucking sound like a fucking nature survivalist. But you know, be aware of your surroundings and, you know, be prepared, you know, for anything. Cause again, you never know who's walking around you and how they're feeling that day. You know what I mean? But you know, as men, you know, we tend to not have to worry about that because, you know, men who've been around other men, you know, there's always a threat whenever you're dealing, like whenever it's, two men interacting and it's not gay sex, there's always a threat of, there's probably a threat of violence during gay sex as well. I don't know. I never experienced it. You know, whenever you're interacting with another man, there's always a threat of violence, which is why, for the most part, when it's face to face and it's not like online or, you know what I mean? When it's not distant, when it's face to face, for the most part, it's respectful. I know this is more geared towards women, because I know they don't know that, you know, they don't have that fucking, you know, they don't have that filter. Because women think that they can get away with everything. They like to take it to the next level. And so for women, I'm just saying, hey, don't ever try to take it to the next level, with men. Cause you're always going to lose. you're not only are you always going to lose, but you could possibly die. And we don't want that.